producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
No makeup for Jennifer Horn, no makeup for Rich McFadden, no makeup for Ken Kessler, but I, as the host of the program, am all gussied up. I have on my creams and my, I have a little bit of rouge on my left cheek.
You are such a weirdo.
Thank you.
Gosh, what does it mean? What's the messaging when you just have rouge on your left cheek?
Just rouge on.
I don't know.
Not on
what I was thinking
right
of,
right,
actually.
Left is wrong.
Did we have a, was there a picture posted? I don't know because I'm not yet connected. My whole computer system here is wacko, so I'm not able to get to Facebook or anything else. There was the cutest picture of my grandson, cute picture of him too. My grandson was dressed up as a chef for Halloween. And he had a little, did that make it to Facebook,
yes,
Kenny?
I saw it.
You saw that?
Yeah,
okay.
Did see it, yeah.
All right, so a little bit of rouge on his right cheek. And I think I hadn't thought about rouge for eons.
Who says rouge anymore? It's blush.
Is it?
What? It's blush.
What's the difference between
McCall
blush and rouge?
Nothing.
The about
name.
40 years.
Yeah.
I
say it's
generations.
Shoot. Oh, thank you very much.
Grandma called. She wants a rouge.
Right. All right. Okay. All right. So the plane ride home last night, as usual, I'm watching a number of television shows that I haven't caught up on. So I had three or four episodes of The Good Wife, and then I decided to, because I thought we'd seen all of the House of Cards episodes. We binge-watched on that, earlier this year. But I found an episode or two that I hadn't seen before, including one where the president, Frank Underwood, who's played extraordinarily well by Kevin Spacey, goes to meet the Russian prime minister in the desert because the Russians have just blown up their own men to create an incident in the Sinai and yada, yada, yada.
Doesn't sound very familiar.
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking. As people are trying to figure out, the Russians didn't want to let anybody in the show, the House of Cards. They didn't want anybody to come in and investigate what had happened. And it seems to me that's the same sort of thing, because there's so much mystery surrounding this Russian plane crash in Egypt that took place the other day. The airline has ruled out pilot error. The airline has ruled out technical failure. The Russians have dismissed those comments as premature. So who believes what about this? And why would the Russians shoot down or destroy their own plane is a question. But, again, using what came out of that television show the other day, I'm thinking, okay, they're capable of anything. They certainly are.
Russia could say, hey, listen, this is personal now. ISIS has attacked us, and therefore we have more of a reason to be involved in this dogfight.
Okay, so that's a good explanation, as good as any.
Not that they really needed that. I mean, they were going to stay in it no matter what.
Yep. But
not like they were getting ready to leave.
But there is something to be said for that way of thinking.
Sure.
I think. Yeah. They're capable of anything.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past them.
No, not at all.
No, which is 224 people.
Yep. By the way, the Chinese government is, I love to fly, and I'm always talking about airplanes and airlines and stuff on this program, much to Richie's chagrin. The Chinese today will unveil a new plane. They're going to go into a business competing with Boeing and Airbus, make their own planes. How many people want to be the first to ride on a Chinese-built jetliner?
Not me, sir.
Race.
You go first.
No, thank you.
But they just made a deal, because Boeing just sold them like $90 billion worth of planes, even to the point where they agreed to build a plant in China to build Boeing planes over there. So what is this mess? This is kind of a convoluted, weird thing, isn't it?
Maybe China is saying, we'll buy all these planes from you. You build the plants here. We'll supply the workers to build the planes in your plant, then steal all of your designs, and we'll start our own airline.
Wow, that is difficult. Sure, they're going to go buy a plane like people, the car designers. How do you think that these car designers, they compete with each other? They go buy a car from Volkswagen, and they take the technology that's there or whatever it is. They take the car apart. Okay, this is something we don't have. There's something else we don't have, and yada, yada, yada. And so that's how things progress. You just steal the stuff from other people, and there's no big mystery to it.
Yeah, but taking the cookies is a little bit different deal when you're talking about a 747.
Well, it is a little, Richie. You may be right about that. All right, let's talk about the Trans-Canada Pipeline, the Keystone XL Pipeline. Story at DougStephan.com today makes us wonder what the heck is going on here. The company is suspending the review. They've asked for a suspension of the review of the pipeline, which is supposed to bring Canadian oil down to the Gulf. But the big bugaboo here seems to be the state of Nebraska. They don't want it to go in Nebraska. Now, there's a lot of land in Nebraska. There's a lot of different places that they can go, and there are other pipelines that go across them. This is one of the things that most people don't understand about this issue, that there are pipelines, I believe there are 84 different pipelines that crisscross the United States. I'm not talking about gas, the natural gas pipelines. There are hundreds of those. But there are oil pipelines that, from the source to ports or to refineries, ship oil. And this has been going on now. I think the first pipeline was built 40-some-odd years ago. And since then, they've just been a matter of course. Okay, we got to build a pipeline to get the oil from here to there, blah, blah, blah. For some reason, this has become a political football. Environmentalists say, this is terrible. And in fact, the pipelines are just the opposite. Wherever you see a pipeline, you see, and this is the reason that a lot of environmentalists have stopped protesting, because in fact wildlife is enhanced by the heat and the cleanliness of how they keep these oil transmission lines. I saw it firsthand when I went to Alaska to look at the pipeline there. There were two things that I noted about the pipeline in Alaska when I went up to, I took a 3-day tour. One of them was the moose and all the other animals, wildlife, are attracted to the pipeline because it's warm and they can live. The grass actually grows pretty much year round because of the heat from the oil that goes down the pipeline. So the grasses around there are growing all the time, and it's food and warm.
Why is the oil
for these
hot
animals? Say that again, Richard.
Why is the oil hot?
I don't know. It's pumped hot. As it comes out of the ground, it's hot, and it stays hot down the pipeline because the pipeline is insulated. So there's that. Plus, the other thing I noticed was how many people use the pipeline for target practice. Therefore, you can see
target
any
practice.
Target practice. There are people who.
Everything has bullet holes in it, though. Yes. Even in downtown Anchorage,
right,
all the street signs have bullet holes in them.
I knew
it's hilarious.
That's
awesome.
Let them fly. I mean, everything has bullet holes in it. Like, it's like drive-by shooting.
Yeah, right, exactly. So that's the deal. So anyway, Nebraska, are they completely opposed to this, or is it going to get moved? What is this thing has been?
They're opposed to the landowners wherever the Keystone Pipeline is supposed to go, or opposed to the route that they're planning to use, and have wanted them to move it. And they TransCanada hasn't paid any attention to it until now.
Oh, all right. Well, there must be some more money in the offing. That's probably the reason that they don't want it, is they're not getting paid enough money for the access, right? You got to have, what is it called? You get, what is it called when you get a permission to go over somebody's land to use
it? Eminent domain.
No. You have, no, you have the right, but there's a word for it, to have access to somebody else's land. All right, I'll think about that word whilst we have a few words, and then more words from Roberta, because it's time for today's Queen of Cheap Report up next year on Good Day.
I got hooked on Ancestry when I found my great-grandfather's draft card. With one visit to TryAncestry.com, I also found other ancestors and the battles they fought in. Medals awarded, even photographs. These discoveries were pretty emotional. What about the heroes in your family? In honor of Veterans Day, visit TryAncestry.com for free access to global military records. Find, preserve, and celebrate your ancestors' military journeys. Free access is only until Wednesday at TryAncestry.com. TryAncestry.com.
We're 100% certain it's going to rain eventually. And we know it's going to get dark tonight. Because we feel good these things will happen. NAPA's taking up to 30% off select headlamps and wiper blades. Plus up to $10 back after mail-in rebate when you buy a pair. Big savings on headlamps and wipers. Bet you didn't see that coming. Conquer the job with NAPA know-how. And participating NAPA Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 11/14/15.
Many remember Mel Gibson portraying then Lieutenant Colonel Hal Moore in We Were Soldiers, but few know today's West Point cadets follow tactics more developed in Vietnam.
We wanted to pursue him to the death. I was taught at West Point, when you defeat an enemy on the battlefield, you pursue that enemy to the death. Finish the job.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. To hear more on Hal Moore's story, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
November 15th is America Recycles Day, a day dedicated to encouraging Americans to recycle. This year, Plastics Make It Possible encourages you to recycle more plastics. Across the country, most communities have plastics recycling programs, and a growing number of everyday plastics can be recycled. Here's Jennifer Killinger from Plastics Make It Possible with more.
Today, nearly every household has access to a plastics recycling program, so it's never been easier to recycle everyday plastic packaging. If we all do our part, we can prevent these plastics from being wasted and use them to make great new products.
In addition to curbside recycling programs for plastics such as drink bottles, yogurt containers, and milk jugs, you can recycle plastic bags and wraps at more than 18,000 participating grocery and retail stores across the nation. Bring your plastic bags from groceries, dry cleaning, bread, and produce, as well as those plastic wraps around products such as cases of water, napkins, and diapers. Just make sure they're clean and dry, and drop them in the storefront recycling bin. For more information on plastics recycling, visit PlasticsMakeItPossible.com.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
It's Roberta Vesicelli. 19 past the hour on your day. Today's Queen of Cheap Report, brought to you by the Queen of Cheap herself, the dumpster diver.
The Queen of Cheap, yes.
Roberta Fasinelli.
Dumpster diving diva.
Yeah,
that's
so
me.
What do we have to say about
that? Okay, if you've got kids or grandkids or neighbors' kids or anybody's kids that you want to buy stuff for, head over to Cotter's and Oshkosh. They've got a 50% off sale.
Oshkosh, my gosh.
Stefan.com.
Very close.
They, we've got a 25% off coupon on top of the 50% off sale. So the, you'll find that at the Better Living section at DougStefan.com. We've also got a Snapfish code for you. What you get is 6 free cards plus free shipping. You know, sometimes they give you this free stuff, but then they charge you an arm and a leg for the shipping. This is absolutely free. You get 6 free cards. Great for the holidays. You can get it. Then sign up your significant other, sign up your kids, your dog, your neighbors, and you can get a whole bunch of Christmas cards absolutely free from Snapfish. Also, Better Homes and Gardens. Want a free subscription? Just kind of, you know, some people use, they get all the magazine subscriptions and they roll them up and they burn them in their fireplace for heat, which is a great idea. Great use for these magazines. And reminding that on November 11th, Veterans Day, all of the 401 national parks in this country will be absolutely free. So if you haven't 62 yet and have your national park pass, which you should have, Doug, your absolutely free national park pass, you'll get in for free.
My birthday's not until Thursday.
Yeah, right. Not over 62. Right. Right. You get in free on November 11th. Mark the day.
A lot of noise here.
You're working on a decade, dude.
You're not 62.
Thanks, dude.
You're not 62 like I'm 22.
Dude. Really? You are? That's news to me. 21 after. Good day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This lady is. Such a distinctive voice. Plus, she and her collaborators have been able to create this sort of distinctive sound that sounds, pardon the use of the word hip, but with it, today's music, there's something about her that has grabbed the attention of people not only in the English-speaking world, but all around the world. She's become just astronomically successful and fairly young when she got started, Kenny. Wasn't she? She started writing her own music, and was she 23, 24, and 10 years or so ago?
Her first single was released in 2007.
2007?
Yeah.
She's only 27 now.
She was born
in 1988.
Wow. Her voice just sounds older.
All right, so yeah, she sounds very mature. This song, Rolling in the Deep, we're going to have a little Adele concert here. So in order of success, first one on the marquee is Rolling in the Deep. Next one is Someone Like You.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you.
Sound being older kind of reminds me of Amy Winehouse, who sounded older as well.
And not in a bad way. Just
no, not at all. No, not at all. I don't think that Adele has the kind of problems that Amy Winehouse had by any stretch of the imagination.
I don't think so. Thanks.
Anyway, this is number two on the hit parade for her, Someone Like You. Then there's the song Set Fire to the Rain. The lyric lines of her songs are so penetrating and thoughtful. Kenny, does she write most of all of this stuff? She has a collaborator, I think, right? Isn't that the story?
I think she writes most of it.
Yeah, I think she does.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. And she's
in fact, I think she even wrote the James Bond song.
Yeah. Well, let's do Rumor Has It first, then we'll do the James Bond song. Rumor Has It was the next number one song that she had after Set Fire to the Rain. That's a great story. That's what I like about her songs. Just very interesting and easy to follow stories in the song. Go ahead, Richie, crank it up.
She is happy.
mentioned Skyfall, which was the theme from the last James Bond movie. She wrote it, but it sounds just like they released the Sam Smith new theme for the next James Bond movie. It's out later this month, right? Isn't that? I heard that the other day, and they all sound like James Bond.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
It really is. I love Capture.
Yep.
The current song is a song called Hello. It's become the first song to sell 1 million tracks in the first week. 1 million tracks in the first week for this song, Hello. Go ahead, Richie. What a great story. Great success story. Take your hat off to Adele. How many people do you know? She kind of like Madonna. How many people do you know who you tell people their first name? And oh, yeah, Adele. Yes, the singer. Well, it all started with this song. This was her first big tune. From 2007, Chasing Pavements. So congratulations to this lady and all of her success. She deserves it. She's good, and we all know it and like it. Adele here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money. Or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
This report is brought to you by Hickory Farms. According to a national poll, nearly half of Americans surveyed say the holiday shopping season begins when Hickory Farms arrives at their local mall. Hickory Farms has been part of holiday traditions for over 60 years. Their holiday market kiosks are now opening across the country, where you'll find gift boxes and baskets filled with award-winning summer sausage and cheese, plus delectable sweets and nuts, along with new gifts perfect for everyone on your list. Try their new decadent white and dark chocolate peppermint bark, hand-swirled chocolate with pure mint and topped with crunchy crushed peppermint. Or indulge in creamy milk chocolate sea salt caramels. If you're looking for something a little spicy, try their new Hickory Farms Reserve 3 Pepper Dry Salami. With their knowledgeable, friendly staff ready to assist you, finding the perfect gift has never been easier. Look for all your favorite food gifts at a Hickory Farms holiday market near you. To find the nearest location or place an order, visit hickoryfarms.com.
Barrett Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auction, returns to Scottsdale, Arizona, January 23rd through the 31st, 2016. Celebrating 45 years, hundreds of the most sought-after, unique, and valuable automobiles will cross the auction block. Be part of the 9-day lifestyle event and energy that is Barrett Jackson. Coming soon to Westworld of Scottsdale. Tickets are available at BarrettJackson.com. That's BarrettJackson.com. We'll see you there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit on the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Before the new hour. No politics here. Everybody realizes I'm right. And then we sort of fall into place right after that.
We're
John Horn, Roberta Fasanelli.
Whatever you say, sir.
Thank you very much. That's nice.
Make him feel good today.
Kenny Kessler.
It's his birthday this week.
Thursday. Yeah. It's Rich McFadden, who's had the controls and yakking away there. Our thought for the day today comes from William Shatner. And I believe that he's in the news, he's on people's minds because of the suggestion of the new Star Trek TV series being planned. And people say, okay, how we get Shatner into that? Success, he said, should always be just beyond your grasp. That is pretty thoughtful, isn't it, huh? Success should always be just beyond your grasp. You're reaching. That's what makes people successful. They keep reaching. And he's a great example of it because he keeps reaching. He's 84, 85 years old, the guy.
Is he that old?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
He doesn't look like it. Doesn't sound like it, does he?
Nope.
Doesn't look like it. Sound like
he rides a motorcycle. He rode a motorcycle across country. I mean, the guy is amazing.
Wow.
He needs to lose about 25 pounds.
Oh, but he's so good, Dougie. You know what? Sometimes when you're in your 80s, losing isn't necessarily the right thing to do.
I'll remember that for the long. In the distant far future, when I get into my 80s, I'll remember that. All right. Speaking of things that have made it, here's some good news for those of you like me that love the space program. It is the 15th anniversary today of nonstop human residency in the International Space Station.
Yeah, Scott Kelly posted a picture yesterday commemorating
it. This was the first crew went up there in 2000. Since then, 220 people have come and gone, or gone and come home again, maybe is a better way. There are 17 different countries who have sent astronauts up to the space station, and it has grown. Been built when they first put it up there. It only had three rooms, but then as they continued to send things up in our space shuttle before we canned that whole business, they had added 13 rooms altogether. So now there are, I think there are, what, five people up there at a time normally? Four or five? Kelly's up there. He's going to stay for a year.
Yesterday, it looked like there might have been as many as eight, I think.
Are there eight up there
I'm
now?
Check his Instagram. Yeah. I'm telling you, Doug,
the pictures.
You've got to follow Scott Kelly. Charlie on Instagram. The pictures are phenomenal.
I need to figure out how to do Instagram first.
You know what? I'll sign you up for one. Right, just send you a link and a login, and you can just do it from your computer. You don't need to do it on your phone.
Good. Trending stories at DougStephan.com today. The GOP debate revolt. That is, we want to do it our way. I'm not sure whether they're actually getting traction for this. When is the next Republican debate?
Tuesday. Yeah. A week from today.
A week from today. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's under the auspices of it's going to be on Fox Business Channel this time.
Right. Which nobody seems to be too upset with Fox, except for maybe Donald Trump last time around.
And Megyn Kelly, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, they came up with this list of demands. Some of them make a lot of sense to me. Some of them don't. And as Kenny mentioned earlier, some of those demands have already started to crumble. But, you know, Donald Trump did an interesting thing. Well, this is kind of a fun one. He went to this meeting. He agreed on these demands. And then when it came time to sign the letter that all these candidates were going to sign, he said, no. He said, I'll deal directly with the TV networks myself. So he kind of left them dangling a little bit. And so did Chris Christie and John Kasich.
Good. I think you're going to see Kasich. Mark my words. Kasich is the sleeper here.
Ugh.
No.
Sorry, Ohio.
He's Rumpelstiltskin.
The only thing I would see is if someone like Donald Trump picks him as a running mate, I think that would be wise because he could deliver
the president.
Ohio.
I have not said he's the president. He's the vice president. Right. But he is a sleeper, and he's a lot better than some of you or most of you think he is. Mark my words on that. Okay, let's keep moving. The Russians say, I don't know, nothing.
Who, me?
However, there are plenty of bits and pieces of evidence now that suggest that the plane was brought down by quote-unquote external impact.
Nice.
The plane was shot down. There
by
is
who?
The Russians could very easily have shot down their own plane.
Why would they shoot down their own plane?
I don't think
there's a report a U.S. satellite saw a heat flash at the time of impact.
Right.
So whether it came from the inside of the plane or the outside of the plane.
It could have been an explosion in the plane.
They don't know, but it seems like
not
it.
Not me. I'm a conspiratorialist through and through. The Russians shot it down themselves.
Well, or it could have been a bomb from the inside.
Yeah.
One thing we know was it wasn't a mechanical failure.
Also trending at DougStephan.com today, the group identifying itself as the Online Hacktivist Collective Anonymous.
That's my group.
Vowing to release contact information identifying members of the KKK.
Apparently a lot of government people were picked out yesterday. Did you hear about that?
Senators, mayors.
Yeah.
But you know what?
First batch of information published 57 phone numbers and 23 email addresses belonging to KKK members. There are a number of Twitter comments questioning the veracity of the information. Do we think, what do we know about this and why would there be, what's the move here?
This Hacker Anonymous is pretty well known. I mean, he's very well known.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I looked at some of the names on this list and I'm just like, these people would be pretty stupid.
I know, right?
I mean, we're talking about U.S. senators and mayors of big towns, and I'm thinking you would be really stupid.
Well, I'm trying to remember. There was a senator who was a KKK member. He died. The guy from he died.
Yeah, I mean,
so I'm thinking
West Virginia.
Robert Byrd.
Robert Byrd
admitted to being a KKK member early in his life.
Right. I mean, in the 50s, and he renounced it and said he was sorry, and on his deathbed, he was crying about it and everything. So,
by the way, when they buried him, he was buried in a sheet. Go ahead, Richard.
Stop it.
Oh, jeez.
But you look at some of these names on this thing, and you're like, okay, their name was on a list. Who made this list? And
it has very predictable. A lot of people from the South, I was telling my mom yesterday, who's reading me this list all excited, Anonymous just released all these things, and it's Senator, reading me the whole list, and I said, you know, give me something exciting. Like, if it were somebody from, like, New York, or, like, let's have Barbara Boxer from California. There's a story. You know, the rest of it, come on.
Or a candidate.
Yeah, come on.
That'd be exciting.
Donald Trump.
Bernie Sanders. Yeah. There's a story.
Ben Carson.
Yeah, that would be even a better story.
I don't know that I'd buy it.
By the way, has there ever been a black person that belonged to the KKK? Anybody know?
Not for long.
That's a membership that has an ending. Very good, Kenny. You can go home now. That was good.
Okay, the story of a skydiver. If you haven't seen this picture, you can check it out at DougStephan.com. A skydiver apparently got caught.
Oh, she's getting a silent treatment now. Look out.
Finally.
Oh, boy.
That's why I'm going to miss you.
Everybody listen to that. Doesn't that sound nice?
All right, next story.
Yes, Dougie.
Sound of silence.
How about dude that got a Mets 2015?
Wait a minute, I haven't finished
the
story.
He's not done yet.
The skydiver, then you can do your Mets story.
As mad as he is, he won't let the story go.
A skydiver.
I'm saying something.
Shut up. Move along.
Thank you. We weren't using that word anymore, Richard.
Rich, shut up.
All right, sorry. Jennifer. Here's the story, ladies and gentlemen, of this skydiver who apparently is lucky to be alive. He jumped out of the plane to skydive. This has been done hundreds of thousands of times a day. But on the way out, his jumpsuit got stuck to the plane wheel. So as he goes out the door, this is a smaller plane, the paraphernalia that is obviously necessary for the sky, parachute to work is wrapped around the wheel hub. So his jumpsuit is stuck to the plane step. And you can see all of the footage. It's posted. This happened at 10,000 feet. He was on this hook on the step. It looks to me like he's on the wheel, but it's step, whatever it is. He's there for like a half an hour.
Oh, geez.
While the plane circles trying to figure out what to do. Finally, he had a knife and he cut himself loose. But I would have been thinking, okay, do I cut this line? Do I cut that line? Which line do
I
cut?
Is it the red one or the green
one?
Yeah,
right, exactly. Mm. Yeah.
And this guy wasn't just any skydiver. They were at 10,000 feet. Most skydiving is 3,000-4,000 feet.
Yeah. His only injury was a cut to his hand.
Here's the great part.
On the knife.
Lucky.
The plane circled at an altitude of 10,000 feet while they tried to figure out
what to do.
Yeah. Wouldn't you try to get down low?
Uh-huh. I would have if it had been me. You might have run over this poor guy while you were landing.
I'll jump at 10 feet. Land.
All right. Now, Rich McFadden in a moment has a story that he has, for the last hour, been telling me off the air. We had to tell the story about the Mets guy who's got the tattoo. So we'll have that in a moment. 44 after on Good Day.
Few may know of Willie Woods and the Montford Point Marines, but this group of black Marines in World War II showed the nation their fighting spirit and led to the desegregation of the Corps.
The Montford Point Marines, it was set up more or less as an experiment. This is what opened up the Marine Corps.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on the Montford Point Marines, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Folks, here's some great news for those of you who have used GenuCell and gotten the results that you wanted to. GenuCell gets rid of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, the natural plant stem cell therapy netted you and the millions of people that have used GenuCell the great results. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Same company, same idea, only this product is aimed at targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. It gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. That's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. Get it now free with an order of GenuCell at 800-543-9262. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets rid of all the problems you've got with the wrinkles and things around your face that you don't like. 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Stephan, get free express shipping. 800-543-9262.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. One of the most amazing inventions I've ever seen is a table saw that stops the blade instantly when it comes into contact with skin.
Saws like these could prevent thousands of injuries, but it's hard to find them in stores. And one big reason is a fear of lawsuits. Many retailers are worried that if the blade doesn't stop every time and someone is injured, they'll be sued. Unfortunately, selling ordinary table saws doesn't protect them from lawsuits either. In Alabama, a man recently sued a retailer after injuring himself on a type of table saw that's been used by carpenters for decades. Even though that saw is safe when used properly, he claimed it was defective just because it didn't have the expensive blade-stopping technology. Let's be fair, safety innovations like this should be applauded. But saying a saw is defective because it cuts is like saying a candle is defective because it burns. That's nonsense, and this kind of lawsuit abuse is piling costs on consumers. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
It's the Light Up the Holidays event at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Join us from November 11th through the 15th and enjoy our best prices of the year. For the first time ever, Jared is offering spectacular savings throughout the store, plus premiering hundreds of new pieces. Don't miss your chance to light up the holidays November 11th through the 15th, because the one gift you'll always love is waiting for you at Jared. Pandora, Tag Heuer, and select Movado watches excluded. Other product exclusions may apply. See Jared.com for details.
Hi, I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
47 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler. Okay, so ladies first. Jennifer, we have story time now on Good Day, and we'll give a minute to each of my contributors. Jennifer gets the first minute to tell her hand story before Richie tells his story about the Mets tattoo. All right.
So Dougie likes to make fun of where I live, and this is probably one of the reasons why. I live in a weird community outside of Los Angeles, which is very equestrian. It doesn't feel like L.A. It's very suburbia. Kind of weird mix of people, very strange.
You have horses there?
Oh, tons of horses.
Not in her neighborhood.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. In my neighborhood, there's a lot of horses. Where? At the end of my street is a range of the Santa Monica. Santa Monica Mountains, and at the base of the mountains is a wash. So when it rains, you know, every 5 years here, there's a place for the water to go and pool, and that's, you know, what's kind of at the end of the street. Well, flashback now, since it's been a drought, it's been very dry, so a lot of homeless people in the community have gone into the wash and have set up shop and lived down there. Well, about 2-3 weeks ago when I was gone, the police came in and moved all the homeless people out, except for maybe this one guy who was living in the wash in a tent, decided he was going to go hunting for gold yesterday, and apparently while he was hunting for gold, he found a shriveled up old hand. Which,
human
hand. Got to hand it to him.
Hills.
Which he decided was a human hand. He said it was white and old looking, and so he didn't know what to do. Obviously, he doesn't have a cell phone, so he picked it up and put it on a stick and carried it back to the ranger station like a fishing pole.
I love it.
So this turned into this huge hunt yesterday. All these fire and police officers looking for something more. Well, then it turns out they found a femur in Altadena, which is probably about 10 miles away from me near Pasadena, and they found something else in Lake Hughes, wherever that is. So who knows if these are all related or not. But
oh, cool. It's a puzzle.
Yeah. We got a hand.
Welcome to Jennifer Horn's neighborhood. All right, so Richie, the story of the tattoo now.
And it seemed like a good idea at the time department. At Jay Diesel or Josh Davis tweeted pictures of himself getting a tattoo on his side during Game 1 of the World Series. It said World Champs New York Mets 2015.
Oh,
good for him.
Oh,
it's a nice looking tattoo. It's
do you
pretty
have
big.
White out?
It's on the side of his ribs. And when somebody said, "Do you regret the tattoo?" he said, "Actually, I don't. I've been a huge Mets fan my whole life, and whether I fix it or get rid of it, I'm kind of digging it right now." So,
really? Yeah. Digging it. He's got a lot of it. So what kind of attention is he getting, though? There are people
who...
Oh,
it's all over Mashable and ABC.
Well, you know what? This would be a practical way for him to make a few bucks. He could put an ad next to it. So it's, okay, I'll show you my tattoo. And then they look at the ad. So some local company ought to buy space next to that tattoo.
I think
and 15
minutes are up. He's been posted.
You think he's done?
Yeah.
Okay. 51 after the hour now on Good Day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Warren Eckstein.
Everybody's
Warren actually paid for breakfast the other day. It was a very expensive date.
Really?
Yeah. But I had home fries and...
How much bacon did he eat, Warren?
I didn't eat any bacon.
They ran out.
It was a Jewish deli. It's not allowed in there. Have you ever noticed that, though, by us? We ate in a little nook, little breakfast nook on Santa Monica. No, it was Wilshire. And there are up and down Wilshire and Santa Monica, what, a dozen delis? There's every single deli, Jerry's, Frommer's, the other guy that's down at the corner, I think it's, what is it, 21st? And I always, when I think about it, I always think about how Jewish the idea is that pork is unclean and you shouldn't eat it. But you can look at any menu in any Jewish deli and see pork products all over the place. I suppose they want to appeal to those who are not Jewish, but I never did. Well, I guess I did. Why am I going to get off on that? Warren is here to talk about your pet. And by the way, the Better Living Box has a feature, Warren explaining why or what is the best pet for those who are older. It's not a dog. What is the best? Well, give us a little bit of a clue, and then people can go to your website, petshow.com, and see the rest of the story.
Well, you know, there's many different, but cats are a lot easier very often for elderly people simply because they use a litter box. They don't have to be walked. They're a little bit more independent. So cats to do make an excellent pet. Also, a lot of elderly people decide to get birds, believe it or not. The only problem with that is some of the bigger birds live to be 75, 80 years old. So, you know, you better have someone taking care of it when you move on to that rainbow bridge. So, yeah, I think cats and birds are probably the cats more than anything. But always remember that when seniors call me on the radio show, mm-hmm. I always advocate that they adopt an older pet. First of all, they can kvetch together. You know what kvetch means? Talking about
kvetch.
Words.
Kvetch, yes.
Yeah, in other words, you have an older dog, he has arthritis, or an older cat, he has arthritis, you have arthritis, you can share your memories together. It's like adopting an older pet. Which, by the way, are the most difficult dogs and cats to find homes for, the elderly. Mm-hmm. So elderly people adopting older pets, I think they have a lot in common. I think it's the way to go.
We carried a story at DougStephan.com about this woman from Indiana recovering after being shot in the foot by her dog. Guess what the name of the dog is?
I have no idea.
Trigger.
Well, you name your dog Trigger, that's what you get. It's
right.
Just that simple. Do you know that Roy Rogers, Trigger? Do you know that horse is stuffed?
Stuffed, right.
Stuffed. I actually spoke to Roy Rogers' son about 6 or 8 months ago. They were moving some stuff from one museum to another, and the horse is stuffed. I don't know. And
where is the museum now? It used to be in Victorville, but they moved it. Where did they move it to?
I believe, if I remember right, it's somewhere in Texas now.
Oh, is it? Oh, fully. I'd like to go see it, but I spend too much time in Texas. I'm liable to get caught in the wrong bathroom. My friend John Harper, who runs our affiliate on the Space Coast WMEL, sent me, we were talking yesterday, Jennifer was talking ill about her cat. As a matter of fact, I think there was a study she referred to that suggested that if cats were bigger, they would try to kill us.
Yeah, I was disturbed about this, Warren. It made news in USA Today, and it talked about how our cats are really trying to kill us, and if they were bigger, they would do just that.
Now, only people like Doug that don't like cats. You're okay, Jennifer. Don't worry about it.
I love my cat, but I wonder what she's thinking.
I love cats.
See, here's my theory about cats. Everyone says that cats are dumb, cats are stupid, cats can't be trained. My theory is that cats are so smart, they convinced us that they can't be trained just so we get off their backs and leave them alone. But they're not trying to kill you, I promise, Jennifer. They're really not trying to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Although, don't be afraid to put me in your will.
Nice.
Well, the reason I brought it up is because I was talking about WMEL. John Harper, who owns the radio station and is a big fan of the program, wrote me yesterday when we were talking about this, Jennifer. He said, Panther, my cat, is sitting 1 foot from my clock radio listening to the program. Panther is a rescue cat. But at that point in time, I'm thinking that he's thinking that if the cat could get through the radio to get to us, but I'm going to tell her to go to get you and not me.
People just don't understand cats. I got a call the other day from someone who said, why does my cat bother me when I'm on the phone? But think about it. There's no one in the house. You're on the phone by yourself. Your cat's there. Who does your cat think you're talking to? There's no one else in the house. What does a cat know from a
telephone? Oh, okay. Cat thinks you're talking to her.
Of course.
Why do we feminize cats?
Yeah, exactly. The cat, there's no one around. You're talking. Of course the cat thinks you're talking to him.
I wonder why we feminize cats. That's a place to start where our next visit gets together here. Warren Eckstein with us on Good Day, 59 after the hour.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.